Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Season 1, Lesson 32. Ciao a tutti, io sono Mark. I'm Mark from Coffee Break Italian and I'm here to present to you Lesson 32 of our course. In this lesson, Francesca has challenged Katie to use her Italian and to find out some information from the information desk in the airport before we leave the airport in Milan to head to the town of Orta. Let's get on with the lesson. Cominciamo! Now, I'm on my own today for this lesson, but we'll be joined by Katie for the conversation because it was Katie who was asking for information about how to get to Stresa. Of course, we're heading towards Orta, but we may be considering going to Stresa first by bus and then on to Orta. We'll listen to the whole conversation, then I'll help you understand it by going through it in detail. Now, Katie has asked me to mention that before we actually recorded this conversation, we did do a little bit of practicing of some of the phrases and the kind of words and expressions that she may hear from the lady at the information desk after Francesca sent her the sfida, the challenge, last time. Now, if you're using the video version of this lesson, then you'll notice that the first time you hear the dialogue, we've not provided the transcript. And that's because we'd really like you to focus solely on the sound of the words and trying to understand as much as you can. Thereafter, we'll hear it again and you'll see the transcript. Okay, it's time to begin. Let's have a listen to the dialogue. Ascoltiamo il dialogo.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, benvenuti a Milano. Posso aiutarla?
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Ah, quanto costa e quanto ci vuole per arrivare a Stresa?
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Ah, no, che peccato!
Mi dispiace, la cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni, non è molto costoso. E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
Noleggiamo una macchina allora. È meno costoso e possiamo visitare molti luoghi e cose interessanti.
Perfetto, l'agenzia di noleggio auto è a 2 minuti da qui.
Va bene, grazie mille.
Prego, buona giornata e buona permanenza a Stresa.
So, how was that? Hopefully you've already picked out quite a number of the words included in this conversation. And we are going to listen again now, but before we do that, I'm going to give you a couple of little phrases that you might want to listen out for. First of all, Katie asked the question, is there a bus for Stresa? Is there a bus from the airport directly to Stresa? Katie wanted to know how much it costs and how much time it takes. How long does it take to get there? The expression that is used for that when something takes a certain amount of time is ci vuole. Ci vuole. And vuole is from the verb volere. And you also may hear in the answer ci vogliono. Literally, it takes there or you want there a certain amount of time. So you're maybe going to be picking that up from the conversation when we listen again. Now, it turns out there's a bit of a problem with the bus. And you may pick up what that problem is. But the lady in the information office suggests some alternatives. And one word that was used is the verb noleggiare, to hire. Noleggiare. And that's hiring a particular type of thing. Una macchina, a car. Okay, let's listen again and see how much you can pick up this time.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, benvenuti a Milano. Posso aiutarla?
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Ah, quanto costa e quanto ci vuole per arrivare a Stresa?
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Ah, no, che peccato!
Mi dispiace, la cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni. Non è molto costoso. E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
Noleggiamo una macchina allora. È meno costoso e possiamo visitare molti luoghi e cose interessanti.
Perfetto, l'agenzia di noleggio auto è a 2 minuti da qui.
Va bene, grazie mille.
Prego, buona giornata e buona permanenza a Stresa.
Okay, hopefully that was a bit better that time. You managed to understand a little more of the conversation. What we're going to do now is split up the conversation and go through every detail of this conversation. And that way you'll understand everything, and I'll take the opportunity to explain some additional bits of information about the language that Katie and the lady in the information office used. Let's begin by listening to the first part.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, benvenuti a Milano. Posso aiutarla?
The first thing that we can identify is the fact that this lady does speak quite quickly, and she's running words together. Posso aiutarla? Posso aiutarla? Now the la there is a polite form. You could say, posso aiutarti? Can I help you? When you're using the informal form. But here, using the formal form, that becomes, posso aiutarla? With the la coming straight on to the end of the word, aiutare, to help. Can I help you? Posso aiutarla? Now, Katie asks the question, is there a bus for Stresa? How would you ask that? Is there a bus for Stresa? You could say, c'è un autobus per Stresa. I suppose in English we're more likely to say, is there a bus to Stresa? In Italian, it's more likely that you would use per. C'è un autobus per Stresa. And the answer is quite specific. The lady mentions a particular time of year when this bus or the shuttle, la navetta, runs. See if you can identify when she's talking about. Have a listen.
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Let's listen to that one more time.
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Again, you'll notice that she's running words together. What she says is, da aprile a settembre, from April to September, c'è una navetta, there's a shuttle service, 6 volte al giorno. 6 volte, 6 times, al giorno, in the day. Da aprile a settembre, c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's listen to that section again and we'll move on to the next question where Katie asks about how much it costs and how long it takes to get to Stresa. Listen to the answer too.
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Ah, quanto costa e quanto ci vuole per arrivare a Stresa?
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Ah, no, che peccato!
Now Kitty has said che peccato, which means what a pity, so there must be some kind of problem with the shuttle service. Let's have a listen to the first part of this again. Kitty's asked the question, quanto costa, how much does it cost, e quanto ci vuole, and how long does it take, per arrivare a Stresa, to arrive in Stresa. Quanto costa, e quanto ci vuole, per arrivare a Stresa. And the answer is as follows.
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
This really is quite fast. Let's listen again. It would be wonderful if we could repeat everything in real life like this. But let's, since we can do this with the wonders of technology and recorded conversations, let's have another listen to this answer.
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Okay, so what the lady has said, normalmente costa 9 euro a persona. So normally it costs 9 euros per person. And then she said, how long it takes. Ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Quite a lot of ch sounds in there. Ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. So you should have recognized 50 minuti, 50 minutes. Circa means around. So normally it takes around 50 minutes. We mentioned ci vuole already. It takes. It doesn't literally mean it takes. It means something like there wants. There wants an hour or there wants a day. Ci vuole un'ora. Ci vuole un giorno. It takes an hour or it takes a day. However, if the time that it takes is a plural time, in this example, 50 minutes or 3 hours or 14 days, then the vuole goes into the plural. And the plural, the form in they want, becomes vogliono. So ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Ci vogliono 50 minuti. Ci vogliono 3 ore. Ci vogliono 14 giorni. So ci vogliono for plural, it takes. Okay? So going back to this answer, normalmente costa 9 euro persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. It normally costs 9 euros per person and it takes around 50 minutes. But there is a slight problem. The lady says, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente. Try and work out what this means literally. Ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente. One has to take the ticket the preceding day. You've basically got to book ahead. You buy your ticket the day before.
Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Ah, no, che peccato.
Mi dispiace. La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina.
Okay, so the lady has suggested the best thing to do, la cosa migliore da fare, è noleggiare una macchina, is to rent a car or hire a car. Una macchina, a car, noleggiare, is this word to hire. And again, when she speaks, she's running these words together. La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. The fare and è run together. La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. So it's all run together. And sometimes that makes it difficult to pinpoint these words. Hopefully going through the conversation like this will help. She then says what hiring a car will cost.
La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni. Non è molto costoso.
She uses the word circa, again, around. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni. So around 70 euros for 4 days. And she adds, non è molto costoso. It's not very costly. It's not very expensive. Non è molto costoso. Let's listen to this part one more time.
La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni. Non è molto costoso.
Katie's not quite sure about this, so the lady makes another suggestion.
E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
Have a listen again and see if you can identify how much this other option would cost.
E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
So she says, se preferisce non guidare, guidare is the verb to drive. So if you prefer, and if you prefer not to drive, se preferisce non guidare, può prendere, you can. Now remember, we're still using the formal form. Può prendere un taxi per 50 euro. For 50 euros. You can take a taxi for 50 euros. Okay, so Katie makes up her mind.
E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
Noleggiamo una macchina allora. È meno costoso e possiamo visitare molti luoghi e cose interessanti.
Perfetto.
So Katie decides that we're going to hire a car. Noleggiamo una macchina. And that's the same form that we use when we say cominciamo, iniziamo, ascoltiamo. Noleggiamo una macchina. Let's hire a car. It's the same form as we're hiring a car or we'll hire a car. Noleggiamo una macchina. Katie also adds a reason for making that decision. Have a listen again to what she says.
Noleggiamo una macchina allora. È meno costoso e possiamo visitare molti luoghi e cose interessanti.
Perfetto.
So she mentions è meno costoso, it's less expensive. E possiamo visitare, and we can visit, molti luoghi, many places. Un luogo is a place. Molti luoghi, many places. E cose interessanti. And interesting things. We can visit many places and interesting things if we hire a car, because we've got the freedom to drive around as we want to. Have a listen to the response to Katie's decision and see if you can work out the next steps for Katie.
Perfetto. L'agenzia di noleggio auto è a 2 minuti da qui.
Va bene. Grazie mille.
The lady has told her, l'agenzia di noleggio auto, the agency of car hire, è a 2 minuti da qui. Is literally at 2 minutes from here. So it's just 2 minutes away. The car rental is just 2 minutes away. L'agenzia di noleggio auto è a 2 minuti da qui. And after Kitty thanks the lady, she mentions one more thing. Have a listen.
Grazie mille.
Prego, buona giornata e buona permanenza a Stresa.
So the lady wishes Kitty buona giornata, have a nice day, e buona permanenza a Stresa, and have a good stay in Stresa. Okay, hopefully this has helped you understand the whole of this dialogue. Let's have another listen to the dialogue in its entirety, and this time you'll understand everything.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, benvenuti a Milano, posso aiutarla?
C'è un autobus per Stresa?
Sì, da aprile a settembre c'è una navetta 6 volte al giorno.
Ah, quanto costa e quanto ci vuole per arrivare a Stresa?
Normalmente costa 9 euro a persona e ci vogliono circa 50 minuti. Mi dispiace, ma si deve prendere il biglietto il giorno precedente.
Ah, no, che peccato!
Mi dispiace. La cosa migliore da fare è noleggiare una macchina. Costa circa 70 euro per 4 giorni. Non è molto costoso. E se preferisce non guidare, può prendere un taxi per 50 euro.
Noleggiamo una macchina allora. È meno costoso e possiamo visitare molti luoghi e cose interessanti.
Perfetto. L'agenzia di noleggio auto è a 2 minuti da qui.
Va bene. Grazie mille.
Prego, buona giornata e buona permanenza a Stresa.
Allora, è quasi tutto per oggi. That's almost it for today. Next time, we are going to be arriving at the hotel and we've recorded that conversation too. So you'll be able to join Katie as she checked into the hotel and copes with the language situations that she encounters there. With this group of lessons for Coffee Break Italian, one of the other things that we're doing in our bonus audio episode is providing you with a series of conversations that we recorded with some of the people that we met while we were in Italy. Of course, there are lots of language areas that we are able to practice having been studying Coffee Break Italian for some time, and we are doing so with the help of these conversations, and these are available in our bonus audio materials along with the video versions of this lesson and indeed the transcript and lesson notes. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. Now, just before we finish, we do have some exciting news to share with you. And that is that this week we discovered that we have now delivered over 1 million lessons of Coffee Break Italian to learners around the world. Thank you very much indeed for your interest in Coffee Break Italian and your support. Grazie molte. Let's aim for 2 million very soon. As ever, you can get in touch with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian, or indeed via Twitter at Learn Italian. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Coffee Break Italian, and we'll be back again soon with another one again next time as we check into the hotel in Orta. Allora, grazie molte e arrivederci. Ciao, ciao! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.